2:17 remaining. Amari McGee leaves it for Klesman, high on the right. They come to their feet at the Chrysler Center. Klesman top of the circle. Hands off the wall. Tyler drifts to the right side. 15 to shoot, 2:04 to play. Wall against Reed. Wall with a crossover off the wing. He'll pivot. Trying to get it out of there, and he does to Klesman. 8 to shoot. Klesman up top. Snaps off at 3, and it's good off the glass. Max Klesman a triple. 64-61 Wisconsin with a minute 47 to play. Doug McDaniel to the front court for Michigan, glides to the left wing, throws it to Baker, top of the circle. Baker a handoff to Bufkin. Bufkin against Asijan. Bufkin sizes him up, 15 to shoot, a minute 33 to play. Bufkin a little crossover, right-hand dribble. Now he's in the lane, into Dickinson, lost it as he went up. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin, so they say. We'll see if they'll review under 2 minutes. Game clock showing a minute 27, and they will review it. 1:27 on the game clock, 9 on the shot clock. 64-61, Wisconsin leading Michigan.
I thought it was just a good recovery defensively to prevent Dickinson getting a shot attempt.
Yep.
I mean, you save a basket there.
Big time. Yeah, the question is, was it deflected out or was it Hunter Dickinson who lost it on his own? At the moment, the call on the floor is Michigan ball. With 9 on the shot clock, 1:27 on the game clock.
Was looking at Dickinson, he was kind of gesturing, feeling like he got hit or fouled on the play, which might indicate that he lost the ball.
Could be. They are reviewing who touched it last. Ronald Groover and Don Daly over there at the scores table looking at the monitor. And while they do that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The review continues. Wisconsin in the second half is 15 of 27. From the field, 4 of 8 from the arc, and right now the difference is a Max Klesman 3.
A banked three.
1:27 to play, 64-61 Wisconsin. Ball on the floor was out of bounds, last touched by Wisconsin. And the question is whether the right pinky or one of the right fingers of Max Klesman. I didn't see a big change, didn't see a rotation change with the basketball, but they are pointing Michigan's way. Boy, that is close. Razor's edge. So Michigan will keep it. 9 to shoot. Crowell, Wall, Klesman, McGee, and Asijan, the 5 on the floor for the Badgers. Bufkin baseline left will inbound for Michigan. Badgers in yet another close game. Bufkin baseline left, loops it into Dickinson. Dickinson at the free throw line, hands it to Bufkin, 5 to shoot. Bufkin throws it to McDaniel, contested 3, right of the circle, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped, whistle, foul called against Wisconsin. Hunter Dickinson crashing the glass. They're going to get Klesman. That'll be his second, and Hunter Dickinson will be at the free throw line for a 1-1. That was team foul number 8, a minute 19 to play, 64-61 Wisconsin. Dickinson today, 2 of 2 at the foul line, 16 points, 8 rebounds. He's a 73% foul shooter. And a left-hander with the front end, it's good. 64-62 Wisconsin with a minute 19 to play. Both teams have 2 timeouts. Michigan has the possession arrow. Second free throw, Dickinson straight through, 64-63 the Badgers. 1:19 remaining in Ann Arbor. Amari McGee slow jogs it up the middle, breaks the mid-stride, a screen from Wall. McGee high on the right, throws to Wall, top of the circle. It's to Klesman, 1:09 to play. Klesman outside left, 15 to shoot, 1:05 to play. Klesman pounds the dribble near half court, timeout Wisconsin. 12 to shoot, 1:01 to play. Wisconsin 64, Michigan 63. We'll hold it here.
Well, Dickinson has been clutch throughout his career at Michigan. That was a clutch rebound off the missed shot by McDaniel, setting up the 2 free throws.
Well, we'll see what Greg Gard draws up this time. Badgers have been getting some work done here in these out of timeouts. After timeout, situations. He still has one timeout in his pocket. Juwan Howard has two. 61 seconds remaining. The Badgers this season, 10-6 in games decided by 5 points or less. Michigan is 3-7 in such games.
The way that Esiejin has been driving the ball here this afternoon, I wouldn't have any problems if he called that same play he called against Rutgers where he's able to get into the paint. There's no Omori in the middle right now.
But there's a Terrace Reed.
There's a Terrace Reed, but he's not as mobile as Omori.
Let's see what they come up with. Klesmet. Sideline left. Front court will inbound. 12 to shoot. 61 seconds to play. 64-63 Wisconsin. Klesmet gets it into Wall against Reed. Tyler attacking right lane. Line up right hand. Off the rim. No good. Dickinson the rebound. And the right idea, couldn't get it down. 52 seconds left. Michigan a chance to get the lead. McDaniel at the center circle, pounds the dribble, feeds Dickinson to the right wing. Dickinson kills the dribble, throws to Bufkin up top, 14 to shoot. Down to 40 to play. Bufkin on the right wing. Bufkin drives baseline, pulls up, 10-footer in the air, good. And Michigan takes the lead, 65-64, 35 seconds left. Kamari McGee to the front court, angles left. Greg Gard will use his final timeout. 30.3 to play, 24 to shoot. Kobe Bufkin has shot Michigan into the lead, 65-64, the Wolverines.
Totally in control. Bufkin knew what he wanted to do, got to the short corner, right wing side, and drained that jumper from the baseline. He has so much versatility because he can go to the right hand when he needs to. So the last play was dictated for Tyler Wall, who was able to drive the ball on Reed, but couldn't finish on the glass.
That's the final timeout here for Wisconsin. 30.3 to play, 24 to shoot. So let's see if he can find a way. Klesmet has had a pretty good hand here today. Esiejin as well.
I think the rule of thumb, too, is if you drive it, you've got a chance of maybe drawing a foul into the free throw line.
The teams remain in their huddle as the Badgers battling here without Chucky Hepburn for most of this second half. See what guard draws up. Bufkin baseline jumper right now, the difference. 65-64 Michigan, 30.3 seconds to play. Klesmet, Esiejin, McGee, Crowell, and Wall for Wisconsin. McDaniel, Bufkin, Terrace Reed, Hunter Dickinson, and Terrence Williams out there for Michigan. Max Klesmet, front court sideline, left will inbound, and here we go. Goes into Kamari McGee. Feeds Esiejin. Connor to the line. Connor jumps off the lane. Up right hand. Got it. Badgers take the lead. Esiejin with the bucket. 66-65. Wisconsin down to 20 seconds left. Timeout. Juwan Howard. 20.5 seconds to play. 66-65. Wisconsin leading Michigan.
Pretty nicely executed jump stop in the paint. And then the shot over Reed. By Connor Esiejin.
22 for Connor Esiejin today. 10 of 17 from the floor. 1 of 5 from 3. 9 of his 10 buckets coming inside the arc. Juwan Howard still has one timeout available. Greg Gard is out of timeouts. Michigan has the possession arrow. Michigan still in a 1-1. The next Michigan foul has Wisconsin in the double bonus.
I mean, based on what we've seen today, you keep the ball in the hands of Bufkin, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Bufkin with 22 points, 9 of 18 from the field.
And, you know, Hunter Dickinson will be involved with a screen someplace on the floor.
And screen and roll
possibility. Screen and roll, yes.
Shot clock is off. 20.5 seconds left in the game. Wisconsin 66, Michigan 65. And the Badgers trying to dig in for one more stop. Michigan 9 of 22 for the field in the second half, but 10 of 11 for the foul line. Same five for Wisconsin. Crowell, Wall, Klesman, Asijan, and Kamari McGee. Michigan breaks the tunnel. Joey Baker, Hunter Dickinson, Doug McDaniel, Kobe Bufkin, and now Howard using his final timeout. So this is going to be it. So it's play on from here. Both teams out of timeouts. Both teams will huddle one more time. 20 and a half seconds left. 66-65 Wisconsin.
I'm not sure he gleaned too much just from the matchups when they lined up. But we'll see if he makes any adjustments. I'm doubting it. But Bufkin has proven to be so difficult to cover because of his ability to go both ways with the basketball.
Yep. Yeah, he is so good, so smooth. Ultra strong with the left hand, but go the other way. So now we play it through. The end of regulation. 20 and a half seconds left. 66-65 Wisconsin. Terrence Williams will inbound. Front court sideline right. And here we go. Into Bufkin against Klesman. Bufkin high on the right. 18 seconds. High screen Dickinson. Bufkin on the dribble, top of the circle, drives left of the lane. Bufkin goes up. It was blocked away. Rebound to Wall. He gives off to McGee, who is fouled. Max Klesman with another big-time defensive play for the Badgers. Work not done. Free throws coming up. Badgers up one with 8.1 to play.
Well, Klesman just anticipating what this play was going to be, crowding the ball and getting a piece of it as Bufkin drove it to his left, to the rim.
And Kamari McGee, who this season at the free throw line is 1 for 2. Badgers are in the double bonus. The sophomore out of Racine, their transfer from Green Bay. McGee eyes the rim, first free throw, straight through for Kamari. 67-65 Wisconsin. 8.1 seconds to play. Greg Gard getting Jordan Davis ready to check in for defensive purposes. McGee, one more free throw. Eyes the rim, second free throw. Good again, McGee. Hits them both, and the Badgers lead by 3. Jordan Davis in, Connor Asijan out. 68-65 Wisconsin. 8.1 seconds remaining in Ann Arbor. And Terrence Williams will be inbounding. Both teams out of timeouts. Williams looking into Doug McDaniel. Little backcourt resistance, McGee. 5 seconds left. Right side feed. Corner three blocked by Klesman out of bounds with 1.8 to play.
Good golly.
Woo! Max Klesman. Kobe Bufkin's corner three was off the mark, and now they go over to the monitor.
Max Klesman came into this game with 4 blocks this season.
See if they're going to check the time here, perhaps. Game clock showing 1.8 seconds remaining. 68-65, Wisconsin leading Michigan.
If I recall, right, didn't Klesman have a big block against Dayton?
At the end of the game, yes. Winning plays. The man makes winning plays. Not done yet. They're going to add two-tenths of a second. 2 seconds. Make it 2.1. 2.1. So certainly time for a catch, rhythm, dribble, and release. 68-65 Wisconsin, 2.1 seconds to play. Terrence Williams, baseline right, near the corner inbounding. Steven Crowell is up on him. And here we go. Williams looking and still looking, still looking. And they lob it out, deflected away. Dickinson for 3 right side. He hit it! Hunter Dickinson for 3. They'll take a look at it, but Dickinson apparently has tied the game with a buzzer-beating triple.
Well, he kept his poise because that ball, the pass, inbounds pass, was almost knocked away from him, but he was able to regather and hit that clutch shot.
He doesn't shoot many, but he's 40% when he does. And this game is headed to overtime. Dickinson with a triple at the buzzer. And for the sixth time this season, the Badgers are playing five more minutes. Boy, Jordan Davis tried to deflect it. Dickinson very cool under pressure and drilled to three, the three to tie the game.
Well, Dickinson knocked the ball out of the air with one hand, then caught, turned, shot, made.
Credit where it's due.
Yeah, you have to. That was not an easy play that he made look easy.
Nope. So the Badgers just that close to getting it done in regulation, but to overtime they go for the sixth time. They are 3-2 through the first five.
So we've asked Greg Gard this prior to today. What do you talk to your players about when you're getting ready for overtime, especially if you're going into the OT with not the momentum that you would like?
Well, they've done a pretty good job of overcoming that in some games. You think of the Marquette game for sure, the Iowa game in December, a late rally from the Hawkeyes to force overtime. The Nebraska game, not so much. But Penn State and Seth Lundy, three at the end of regulation. So to overtime we go as Hunter Dickinson with his first three-point hit of the game. And it's 68 all. Dickinson and Crowell ready to jump center. And the tap will belong to Wisconsin. Badgers continue to our right. And overtime is underway. Kamari McGee throwing a wall against Williams, left of the circle, feeds Crowell. Here's off to Klesman, high on the right. And a whistle as Wall got fouled. I think that was Bufkin who got him. And it was. That's two on Bufkin. The Badgers are in the double bonus, so Tyler Wall will be at the line for two shots.
I think it was just a decision on Bufkin's part to put Wall on the line rather than give him an easy basket there, because that's what it would have been.
Wall, two out of three at the line. He has 8 points, 11 rebounds. First free throw for Wall is good. And the Badgers lead 69-68. Second free throw coming up for Tyler Wall. Takes a deep breath. Three rhythm dribbles. Second free throw is good. 70-68 Wisconsin. 4:47 left in overtime. And Doug McDaniel up the floor for Michigan. Breaks the mid-stripe against Kamari McGee. McDaniel off the Dickinson screen. McDaniel runs it up and good off the glass. 70-70. 4:33 left in overtime. There's Klesman on the right side. Max throws to Wall, left of the circle. Wall puts it on the deck against Terrence Williams. Feeds to Seagin. Left of the lane. Back to Wall. Kicks to McGee. Right corner. Probes the baseline. Down goes Williams. Nothing called. Shot up. Or Bufkin went down. Shot up and missed by McGee. Bufkin the rebound. Up the right sideline is Kobe Bufkin. Opening minute of overtime. Tied at 70. Clean look at a three. Williams right side. Off the iron. No good. Rebound McGee. 4 minutes left in overtime. Tied at 70. Kamari McGee off a Crowell screen. McGee throws to Crowell, top of the circle. Rotates to Asija for three. Left side, back rim, no good. Joey Baker the rebound. Still tied at 70. 3:45 left in overtime. Doug McDaniel walks it through the midcourt logo. Around a Dickinson screen. McDaniel trying to go to work, and he lost it. It goes into the hands of Klesman. Turnover Michigan. 3:30 left in overtime. Tied at 70. Klesman high on the rights. McDaniel defending. Klesman on the left-hand dribble. Feeds Crowell off the left block against Dickinson. Single coverage. Crowell backing and starts to back again. Kicks it out to Asijan. Fakes the three. Off the left wing. Goes up. Got fouled by Bufkin. Boy, he got a lot of ball. Got some body as well. Or so they say. That's three on Bufkin. And Connor Asijan goes to the line for two. In a tie game at 70. 3:12 left in overtime.
Boy, that was a black shot.
Yep.
That was a black shot.
That is a break for Wisconsin. Connor Asijan has made his one free throw attempt so far today. First free throw is good. And he has 23 points, matching his season high against Michigan on Valentine's Day. 71-70, Wisconsin with 3:12 left in overtime. Second free throw for Connor Asijan on the way. Good again. 72-70, Wisconsin. 3:12 left in OT. McDaniel lets it roll a bit. Still lets it roll. Picks it up near half court. Starts the offense. Angles off to the left side. Takes it across the top of the key to the right side. Kamari McGee trying to get into him. McDaniel loops it to Dickinson, right of the lane. Dickinson darts it out to Joey Baker. Left corner three is good. For Joey Baker in Michigan lead, 73-72. 2:52 left in overtime. McGee high on the right, throwing the wall between the circles, feeds Klesman outside left. Klesman against Baker, a step back three for Max. He hit it. Max Klesman goes cold-blooded. 75-73, Wisconsin, 2:33 left in overtime. Doug McDaniel throwing left side for Bufkin above the arc into Dickinson, left of the lane, draws the double. He retreats. Skip past Baker, fakes the three, throws to McDaniel high on the right. Shot clock at 10. Williams between the arcs, throws to Bufkin left side against Klesman. Works baseline up in traffic. Good. Count it and one. Bufkin ties the game in an and one with 2:14 left in overtime.
Just a power drive by Bufkin that time. Allowed him to get to the rim and finish on the glass.
Foul on Max Klesman. That is his third. 75 all, 2:14 left in overtime. Obi Bufkin now with 24 points in this game, and he'll try to give his team the lead. He is 2 of 2 at the foul line, better than 83% at the line for the season. Both teams have a timeout here in the overtime. Michigan has the possession arrow. And Bufkin takes a deep breath, eyes the rim, free throw on the way, and it's good in Michigan lead, 76-75. 2:14 left in overtime. McGee lets it roll a bit. Picks it up left side. Angles right across half court. Beats Klesman. Max high on the right. Thought about it. Turned it down. Throws the wall. Turns to McGee high on the left. Kamari to the free throw line. Turns it out to Crowell for three. Straight on. Back iron. No good. Rebound tip. Tipped again. Pulled down by Bufkin of Michigan with a minute 55 left in overtime. 76-75 the Wolverines. Here's McDaniel left side. Crowell is on him. Loops it into Dickinson against McGee. He needs help. Dickinson turns and scores. That's as easy money as it gets. 78-75 Michigan. A minute 38 left in overtime. Timeout Wisconsin as the Wolverines lead by three with 1:36 left in overtime.
And Dickinson knew exactly what he had. He took advantage of it for the easy basket.
So Greg Gard uses a timeout. That's the one he had. 1:36 left in overtime. 78-75. Michigan leads Wisconsin. Connor Asijan with 24 points. Max Klesman with 19 today for the Badgers. That represents a high as a Badger. He had 27 in a game for Wofford last year against the Citadel.
Max has tied his career high for triples with five. Twice he had five triples for Wofford. I think a lot of people thought he also had sealed the game with a couple of block shots late. Until Hunter Dickinson had other things on his mind with that clutch three at the end.
Klesman will inbound, sideline left, 1:36 left in overtime, 78-75 Michigan leading Wisconsin. Klesman looking. Into Kamari McGee. Throws to Wall. Bounces to his siege in right wing. Into a posting Klesman. Max. Mid post right. Out to a siege in for three. Right side. And that's short. No good. Rebound Terrence Williams. Really wasn't set there. 120 left in overtime. 78-75 Michigan. As Doug McDaniel at the center circle will rock the dribble. 110 to play, 16 to shoot. McGee trying to bother McDaniel a little bit. Shot clock is at 10. McDaniel drives left of the lane, floats it up and in off the glass. And the lead is 5 for Michigan. 1 minute to play. McGee quickly up the floor, lost his balance. Ball is loose. It comes to Wall. Tyler on the right side. Throws it to Klesman. Steps into a three. Right side. Short. No good. Kamari McGee, the offensive rebound. Out to a siege. And he'll try a three up top. In and out. No good. Dickinson the rebound. Outlet to Doug McDaniel. Got away from Wall. Nope. Wall fouled him with 39.2 left in overtime. And Michigan leads by 5.
Badgers have missed their last 4 shots, all threes. Kind of in scramble mode.
Doug McDaniel with 16 points today. 39.2 seconds remaining, 80-75 Michigan here in overtime. First free throw of McDaniel is good. Michigan 5 of 6 in overtime. The Badgers 1 out of 7 from the field. 6-point lead, Michigan. Second free throw rattles through. 82-75 Michigan, 39 seconds left. Badgers need a miracle now. Here's Klesman on the right side. Max at the top of the circle against Dickinson. Klesman into Crowd, knocked away Dickinson. Crowd to the floor, trying to dig it out of there. Taken away by Bufkin. And Michigan now in position to seal it. We get the foul on Klesman there, I believe, with 25.2 seconds to play. So close. Foul on Klesman is his 4th. 82-75. Michigan leads Wisconsin 25.2 seconds left in overtime. Bufkin with 25 points here today. He'll shoot 2, his team in the double bonus, and he missed the first.
So many things have to go right over 40 minutes, not 39 minutes plus change.
Yep. Down to the final 2.1, and then the buzzer-beating 3 from Hunter Dickinson to tie the game, and it's been mostly Michigan here in the extra session. Second free throw good from Bufkin. Make it 83-75, the Wolverines, 25 seconds left. Here's Kamari McGee, right sideline of the front court. McGee right of the lane in heavy traffic, and he got fouled by Bufkin. And that'll be his 4th. And Kamari McGee will go to the free throw line with 20.4 seconds to play. And Michigan leads by 8. Six overtime games this season for the Badgers. And they're in severe danger of falling to 3-3 in those games. Kamari McGee did at the time 2 mammoth free throws at the end of regulation. First free throw for Kamari is good. Jordan Davis will be checking in. Joey Baker is in for Terrace Reed. Davis in for Crowell. 83-76 Michigan, 20.4 seconds remaining. Make this and the press will be on. Press will be on either way. Remember, the Badgers are out of timeouts. Both teams are in the double bonus. Mario McGee has played well in relief of the injured Chucky Hepburn. Second free throw for McGee on the way, and it's good. 83-77 Michigan with 20.4 seconds remaining in overtime. Williams inbounding. No one on him. Otherwise, the press is on, and they get a foul.
They fouled Dickinson, didn't they?
They get Kamari McGee with the foul.
No, it's McDaniel.
It was McDaniel, yeah. Who's not a bad foul shooter. As a matter of fact, today he's 4-for-4, 72% for the season. Michigan has really helped itself at the foul line, 18-22, and the Badgers, when they've gotten there, have been really good, 11-of-12.
Which is quite the upgrade for what we've seen.
Yeah, anybody would take that. Doug McDaniel, 18 points here today. Michigan leads 83-77 with 20.4 seconds left in overtime. And the first free throw for McDaniel is good. Terrace Reed in, Joey Baker out. Second free throw coming up for McDaniel. On the way, and that dances in. They get 85-77 Michigan, down to 20 seconds left. Here comes Kamari McGee, front court to the right side. McGee right of the lane, drives to the cup. Layup is good for McGee. 85-79 Michigan, 14.2 seconds remaining. Scoreboard showing 84. Michigan should have 85. Williams inbounding to McDaniel. Almost lost his balance. Tight roping the sideline. Gets it over to Bufkin. He got fouled by Asijan with 10.2 to play. And Michigan up six. Going back to the free throw line. So Kobe Bufkin will step to the foul line. 26 points to lead all scorers.
It's been quite a duel, though, with the Asijan, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Yeah, Connor with 24. Two really gifted young players. Bufkin, a sophomore. Asijan, a freshman. First free throw is good for Bufkin. And it's 86-79. Michigan, 10.2 seconds left in overtime. The second free throw coming up for Kobe Bufkin. It is in the air, and it's good. 87-79 Michigan. 10 seconds left. Here's Asijan. Quickly up the floor on the left side. Little stop and go around Dickinson. Uncontested jumper is off the rim, no good. Rebound Williams, and Michigan wins it in overtime.
Boy, I so want to talk about the Connor Asijan shot in the paint with 24 seconds left that gave the Badgers a 66-65 lead. Talk about the two free throws that Kamari McGee made with 8 seconds left, or the two block shots by Max Klesmet in the final seconds. But Dan, got to talk about the play that Hunter Dickinson made on an inbounds where he controlled the ball with one hand, settled, took a rhythm dribble, and drained a tough clutch three, cold-blooded three. A dagger, because it put the game into overtime and Michigan prevailed.
Yeah, he gets his moment against a team. He has a strong distaste for it, but he had his moment here today.
And now all of our attention turns to Chucky Hepburn and his status moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt. Now with that apparent right knee injury early in the second half. And the Badgers, who did so many things right down the stretch, and then Dickinson shoots them into overtime. And then from there, Michigan takes over. 5-of-6 for the floor in the extra session. The Badgers just 2-of-9 from the field in overtime. Final score in overtime, Michigan 87, Wisconsin 79. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Michigan defeats Wisconsin here in overtime this afternoon, 87-79, outscoring the Badgers in that extra session, 19-11. A Hunter Dickinson three from the right side at the horn of regulation tied the game at 68. And then the Badgers went cold in the OT. Michigan did not. 5 of 6 in overtime from the floor, 8 of 9 at the free throw line. Badgers were 6 of 6 at the foul line, but 2 of 9 from the field, 1 of 6 from the three-point arc. So many things they did well. Oh, so close. And, man, just another, they've had a lot of these, another gut punch loss here today.
They really did show a lot in the second half, I thought, because the way the first half ended, Klesman gave them a bit of a lift with a late shot, but I wasn't sure if they were going to be able to score with Michigan here today. Just didn't feel that way, did it to you?
No, it didn't.
With the early drought, they played well early and then it got into that one of their patented droughts. But, man, did they battle after they lost Chucky Hepburn.
They really were the grittier
team until the final 2 seconds of the game where the big man, Hunter Dickinson, made a play.
Yeah, not
the play.
Yeah, not quite the unlikely three that Ben Brust made against Michigan 10 years ago. But, again, Dickinson can shoot the three. He doesn't shoot many, but he's efficient when he does. And you got to throw it to your tall guy there, the guy who's capable. And Dickinson kept his cool when it looked like it could get deflected. He had to gather it. He did, and he knocked it down.
Yeah, controlling the pass was probably the toughest part of that whole shot sequence.
Yeah, no doubt. Michigan in overtime, a winner today, 87-79. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey fans, it's time to make the journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game. Come hungry and scoop up a brew pub, lots and lots of pizza. Official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew pub pizzas are loaded with more than half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. Michigan in overtime outscores Wisconsin 87-79. Kobe Bufkin with 28 points. Hunter Dickinson, 23 points, 10 rebounds, and the game tying three at the end of regulation. Doug McDaniel ends up with 20. Joey Baker with 9, Tyrus Reed with 5, and Terrence Williams with 2. Connor Esegin with 24 to pace Wisconsin's season high for the Badgers freshman. 19 for Max Klusman, 14 for Steven Kraut, 10 points, 11 rebounds for Tyler Wall, 6 for Kamari McGee, really playing well after Chucky Hepburn went down with the injury. He had 4 points for Hepburn before leaving with the leg injury, apparent leg injury. Carter Gilmore with 2. Here's some rattling down there. I don't know if Coach Guard is there or not. Doesn't sound like it. Nope. Badgers end up 43% from the floor in this game. 8 of 23 from long range. 11 of 12 at the foul line. Michigan 49% from the field. 7 of 21 from deep. 22 of 26 from the foul line.
When the Badgers lost Chucky Hepburn to the injury, weren't you wondering a little bit, too, how Kamari McGee would respond? Because this is really a situation that he hadn't been put in here in this program. Now it's your offense. Run it and efficiently as you possibly can. And then you see him make those two clutch free throws at the end of regulation, too. You realize that he was kind of in his element, or at least was playing in his element at that point.
Yeah, he was. He really has. You know, Greg Gard has talked about him, and he's referred to him, you know, multiple times throughout the season, really considers him a freshman, even though his freshman season was last year at Green Bay, but just getting acclimated and just getting better and better, and he did everything right. He had 2 free throw attempts coming into this game and 2 pressure free throws that, in essence, allowed the game to go to overtime. Otherwise, Dickinson's shot wins it at the end of regulation. But Michigan is able to win it in the OT. Michigan 87, Wisconsin 79, as we are joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, in a game like this, the fight was so good. It's always been that way with your team this season, but Mike and I were just talking when Chucky Hepburn went down, and that's a reason, like, well, but it's just not going to be our day. But your guys fought like crazy.
Oh, they battled their butts off. Now, to be able to come from behind like that on the road against a pretty good team, to have the chance to win it there, and, you know, they make one more play in the regulation. You know, we'll look through the film of what didn't get exactly right. I think I got an idea, and but no, a huge credit for our guys to, you know, like I said, keep picking each other up, battle like crazy in the second half, and just couldn't quite close the door.
Greg, is it too early to even talk about the status of Chucky?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't talked to our trainer or anything yet. So he was in the locker room. He was here, so I'll learn more as we go forward.
Well, just mention before you came on, Greg, you referred to Kamari McGee this season in many ways like a freshman, but here over the last few weeks, he's, you know, making those steps. It's very noticeable, and seemed like he did pretty much everything you asked of him today.
He did. You know, I think this whole group is kind of growing up, and that's been it's been a painful growth at times, but he's one of them that's matured and continues to get better. And obviously, when called upon today, I thought he did a lot of good things for us.
Greg, what did you see out of Max Klesman? It looked like he was really leading the charge towards the end of that game.
Yeah, he was. You know, just the emotional leader that he is, that he's developing into, because he hasn't been here that long. So I think his play has earned the respect of his teammates, and now his leadership is, continuing to grow and come out.
And finally, Connor Sejan. People, I think, originally they think of him as a 3-point shooter. He made one today, but his ability to attack, I mean, you're just seeing this guy continue to grow, aren't you?
We are, yeah. I mean, he's just scratching the surface of where he can be. A lot of things he can get better at on both ends of the floor. But like I said, just like the other guys, he played his butt off today.
All right, Greg, appreciate your time.
Thanks.
All right, Badgers head coach Greg Gard as Michigan defeats Wisconsin here in overtime this afternoon, 87-79. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 22 tonight under cloudy skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, 35, cloudy. 23 tomorrow night, snow showers likely. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger Postgame Show.
Michigan knocks off Wisconsin in overtime here this afternoon, 87-79. The Badgers return home on Thursday night, final home game, 8 o'clock tip time against the Purdue Boilermakers, and at least a share of the Big Ten championship belonging to Matt Painter's team. Probably not the way they would have preferred, but you're not picky when you have a chance to collect trophies. Purdue losing on the home court last night to Indiana, but Northwestern losing at Maryland today, and that means the Boilermakers are at least, at the very worst, co-Big Ten champs. Michigan wins today, 87-79. Back to close things out in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 22 tonight, under cloudy skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely, tomorrow 35, cloudy. 23 tomorrow night, snow showers likely. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Attorney Fred Gordon is on the line. Fred, you want to respond to Cassandra?
And thank her for her comments. The immigration issue is a very important issue, because even though as black folk we're not necessarily involved in it to the extent that others may be, we clearly understand its import. And here in North Carolina, where I live, it's a major issue because immigrants and Latin folks from other countries have come to North Carolina, and they're doing the jobs that black folk used to do. And that's something that certainly should spur, you know, some conversation, because it certainly is talked about here, and it's very apparent. I've noticed that I've lived now for 8 years, and it's one of the first things that I noticed when I moved here. And that is something that obviously is going to be debated and dealt with on the border. But those folks are moving throughout the South, and, you know, they're taking the jobs and they're doing the kind of work that black folk used to do but don't do anymore. And, of course, they're doing it for less money in many respects. But, you know, for them, coming from where they came from, it's a major move up. So it's something that we should pay attention to, because I think that there's a lot of similarity between how they're being oppressed and how we're being oppressed.
You know, Fred, she also talked about the CRT, and you mentioned something about that earlier.
Yes.
Now, she's a professor, and
I believe I know her. I recognized her voice.
Okay. So, but
yeah, no. What's happening with the CRT, man? It's incredible.
Yeah,
I was listening to D.L. Hughley last night, and he made a statement about the fact that white folks are now trying to prevent us from learning about our history. When in the 50s, before Brown versus the Board of Education, they didn't want us to learn anything. So you see the dichotomy that's taken place just in a, like we were saying earlier, in a relatively short period of time.
You know, Fred, and the fact that it's acceptable. Let's do this. Let's bring Tom from L.A. Tom, quickly.
Well, I want to say this conversation is excellent. I didn't realize, being someone that was from the northwestern part of Wisconsin, that there was an actual kind of movement to not allow black people actually to move up into the northern part of Wisconsin. I think that people sometimes in Wisconsin think because, you know, they love the Green Bay Packers and most of those guys are black, that means that they're not racist. You know, whereas if they had a family that was moving from Milwaukee into their small little rural area, maybe it would have an issue. I don't know. It seems to me that they need to be more more people from Milwaukee and maybe more black people need to move into these areas. So therefore, people will actually, you know, not fear out of some tripped up stereotype or some type of crazy ideas that they have. But it's the fear that's holding them back. And I think we do need to integrate by actually, you know, getting more people, you know, seeing other than just the Green Bay Packers on their Sunday. You know, black people in the upper part of the, you know, Midwest and in the upper part of the northwestern part of Wisconsin.
Hey, Tom, man. Thank you very much for the call. Fred?
I think he's right in the sense that the perception of how we as citizens interact with each other is certainly buttressed by what we see and what we hear through the media. And, you know, shows like this, forums, anything that we can do to educate each other, because it's not just black folks trying to educate white people. It's black folks educating black folks.
Yes.
It's black folks educating Latin people and vice versa. Education is the key, because knowledge is power, as the saying goes. And before you can get power, you have to know what power is.
So let's do this. So, Fred, listen, I'm going to be reaching out to you again because there's so much more dialogue for us to have, man. I want to thank you very much for taking out the time. But I'm going to be reaching out again. We're just beginning the month, and I need to have your voice heard more. You be willing to do that?
Oh, always a pleasure, brother. We only have 26 days, yeah. 27 days.
But we're going to use them well. Thank you very much, man.
We got to use them. We got to use them.
All right, got to run.
All right, brother.
All right, we'll be back.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Sir.